Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Careless. Knoxville wins it on Thursday by a score of 62-42. Coach, you had a little bit of a challenge finally from a team through the better part of this game. What did you think? How did your guys respond? Early on, they kind of had you a little bit on your heels, I thought.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our team and our guys kind of came out maybe thinking ahead a little bit to Christmas break and maybe not super focused on the task at hand. I like to try to give them a little bit of leeway as, you know, we have some seniors with experience and give them the opportunity to get ready how they best get ready. And so that one's on me a little bit. The execution wasn't very good to start, and I probably didn't get them locked in as I could have. So that will be definitely a learning experience for me, that sometimes, you know, you just have to get a game plan set and get the guys ready maybe a little bit better so we come out and don't have that 11-4 start.
It was 11-4, and I don't know what you said. You don't have to tell me what you said in the huddle, but they responded because I think it was 27-12 later, and you look up and they're like, wow, Knoxville's got this one in, kind of in control now.
Yeah, and I mean, we haven't really been challenged like that yet, and so for whatever reason, we just weren't executing the stuff that we execute every day in practice. I don't know why that was, but we're going to have to look at it. And once we started doing that, I mean, we started to get easy shots and made some baskets. And so I wish we would have done it to start, but that doesn't always go like that. So it was good to see our guys bounce back from that.
As we, maybe look ahead a little bit, was this good to have a game like this, one you kind of challenge rather than blow them out and have a running clock and, you know, walk off the court thinking, God, is this going to be this easy all the time?
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the benefits of having a team with a lot of experience. The games do get easier. We've gotten our butts kicked the last, you know, first two years of a lot of these seniors' careers that was they had to deal with a lot of adversity, a lot of losing. They're kind of on the other side of that now. And so, they're getting better, and I wish that we were challenged in every single game because I think that adversity strengthens a team and brings them together and finds out who they are. And, you know, when you first get punched in the face and you're not expecting it and you haven't been punched in the face yet, you don't know how to respond. And so, I'm glad that they challenged us tonight for sure.
I want to talk about a couple of players. Boy, Tayshawn Connor, I have been so impressed with him all season. Tonight, I don't know if it's a coming out party, but this might have been his best game I've seen him play.
Right, and yeah, him and Tristan, you know, they're not in the starting lineup most of the time, but they work extremely hard in practice. They're there every day pushing the starters that are out there, and they provide, you know, every bit of as much as what a lot of those guys do as well. And so, yeah, to see that pay off, I mean, Kobe had a great game the other night, and Drake had a good game before that. And so, like, all these guys, Caden's played super, super well. And we're a really good team. We're trying to play together as much as possible. And so any given night, you know, the ball finds the open guy, they score it, and they have a really good game.
Talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady, Panthers on Thursday defeat Centerville 62-42. I was also very impressed with Tayshawn's defense, especially against Malachi and K.J. Rice. I mean, he was stuck to him like glue. I mean, they got their points because they're good athletes.
Right.
But, boy, they had to both earn those points due to Tayshawn's defense.
Yeah, he's a really good defender, and so is Tristan. And if you can defend the basketball and defend as a team in the scheme of what we want to do, you've got an opportunity for playing time, minutes, and a big role on our team. So the guys that defend and play good team defense the way we want to play, they're going to find opportunities.
Didn't get to talk to you after Tuesday, but Landon's 1,000th point. You have been around for, I think, all of it as an assistant coach, now as the head coach. Just your perspective on Landon and just where he came from. It started as a freshman and now – you know, what he is now this day.
Yeah, I mean, success just isn't an accident, especially for that kid. He was probably a little bit behind the eight ball athletically and, you know, height-wise and stuff, and he's not, you know, a super strong kid naturally, but he's really worked his tail off, and he's reaping the benefits of that now.
Okay, now you got about 2 weeks until you play again. What's the, you know, game plan, schedule coming going forward around the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch a lot of tape, kind of do some advanced breakdowns with lineup efficiencies and that type of a thing to try to figure out, you know, what I'm missing, where are my blind spots at, and then figure out how we can best attack and get better as we're coming out of break. We'll have two great teams coming out of break that we're going to have to prepare for, and some of those games haven't been that much of a challenge for the teams that we play after break in the past, and so hopefully we can come out and play well.
Yeah, the schedule gets real for you coming out of break. Pella, who's always very athletic, and then Newton, who likes to have rock fights all the time. When do you start maybe to do the scout? You know, is it 2 days, 3 days, 4 days? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, we just try to take it one game at a time, obviously. I know a lot of people will dog on our schedule a little bit. We can't control that. We have to play who's in front of us, but there's a lot of teams that, you know, their record may not indicate that they're, you know, super good, but we face different challenges every night that push us, and we try to get better. And so, yeah, we're going to have to really prepare, get a little bit I don't know what the word I want to use, specific on what we want to do, who we're going to have to guard, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and how we want to try to exploit that, and they're going to do the same thing for us. And so, yeah, I'm excited to get to it January 3rd.
And I don't know if you're thinking about this at this point of the season, but February and March, you know, you get to the sub-state. How important are beating teams like Pella, Newton, Pella Christian, Osceola, those little Hawkeye conference teams, so you can, you know, say to the state, well, hey, here's our resume. We deserve to have a higher seed this year.
Yeah, and it is very important, just like all of our other games should get put in a win on the win column. And these guys, you know, think that they can compete every single game. I think that we can compete with just anybody in the state at this point. We just have to play the way that we want to play and to our strengths. But, yeah, I'm excited to kind of see how far we can go.
All right. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you come January.
Okay, thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
That's Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers win on Thursday by a score of 62-42. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.